to or go to the WBAI donation website, givetowbai.org, and order a WBAI logo face mask. And you'll help us pay for this listener-sponsored free speech radio station, WBAI New York. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, streaming live and available on demand at WBAI.org. It's time for Good Morning Nueva York with me, your host, King Downing. Good morning.
You know how.
How are you this morning? Happy Giving Tuesday, and I hope you're doing well in the midst of these twin COVID and police pandemics. It's time for Good Morning Nueva York with me, your host, King Downing. We'll be here till 7 a.m. Michael G. Haskins is engineering in studio, and I am remote. If you're waking up now, rise and shine with us. If you're already up, stay with us. And if you're one of the many overnight or essential workers just getting home, let us tuck you in. It's a new day, a new week, a new month, and a new decade. Make the most of it. We opened up with Duna Ma Yalema by Boubacar Traoré and Ali Farka Touré, two of the greats in African traditional music. And then, of course, our theme song, Feeling Good, by Andy Bay and the Bay Sisters. And we're playing the African music, featuring that today for a reason. It's time again for the beloved annual film festival featuring African stories from across the globe. And it's in its 28th year. We'll sit with one of the founders, and we're going to be giving away a bunch of virtual tickets. So don't go anywhere. And of course, we'll take your calls. But first, weather in transit. It's 55 degrees, cloudy, 5% chance of rain. High today of 54, low of 36. Sunrise 7:01, sunset 4:29. There's a wind advisory until 10 a.m. Wednesday, and that is for 15 to 20 mile an hour gusts with a high of 30 miles an hour. For the rest of the day, we're looking at 51 in the morning, mostly cloudy, 15% chance of rain. For the afternoon, 47 degrees, mostly cloudy, 5% chance of rain. For the evening, 41, partly cloudy, 5% chance of rain. For tomorrow, Wednesday, a high of 46, partly cloudy, 10% chance of rain. On to transit. No service on the S. The N and Q are being rerouted, and there's service changes on the 1, 2, 4, 6, A, C, D, E, F, L, N, Q, R, and SIR. And as always, no service from 1 to 5 a.m. For more information, go to mta.info. And now, on with the program. Thank you.
luces, jugalú será malí, aullendo, qué maravilla fue. Jugalú será malí, aullendo, qué maravilla fue. Jugalú será malí.
Welcome to Good Morning Nueva York. I'm your host, King Downing. We'll be here till 7 a.m. Michael G. Haskins is engineering. He's in the studio, and I am remote. And today, we're going to be... Well, first, let me tell you this. The song that you're listening to is Boogaloo Será Malí. And lest you think that that is simply some salsa from Cuba, this is by Maravillas de Malí, a Cuban group that's originally from Mali, and that's part of our story today, so we're going to hold the rest for later. It's time again for the beloved annual film festival featuring African stories from across the globe, and it's in its 28th year. We'll sit with one of the founders and give away a bunch of tickets, so don't go anywhere. And that is the African Diaspora International Film Festival in its 28th year. And we have with us this morning co-founder Diara Endaw Speck, who's a longtime Good Morning Nueva York friend. Welcome to the program this morning, Diara.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It seems like it was just yesterday that you were on the air. We were announcing that it was the 27th annual film festival. And of course, we've had you on many times in between because you are constantly doing many festivals in between on all sorts of themes. So tell us about, well, first, how does it feel to be going into year 28?
Well, it's a strange feeling only because of COVID. You know, we had to reinvent the festival, do everything online. One of the beauty of that is that now it's national. So anyone in a country listening could actually sign up to nyadiff.org and discover the lineup of 75 films from 31 countries, including a lot of premieres. And it's been, you know, exciting, difficult, challenging, but we are happy with the end results.
So tell us the sample of countries. Just run through the countries that are telling African stories.
Okay, so we have Mali, Cuba, the UK, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, Mexico, I'm doing it by memory, Mexico, Peru, Panama, France, Netherlands, and more. I was not expecting that question, so I don't know all the
I know. And and even the United States.
And the United States.
So let's get right into it, because we've got a batch of trailers that we're going to be listening to and talking about today. And we're going the full hour, so I really wanted to make sure folks had a good chance to get a sampling so that they can line up for their tickets and stand by, because we're going to be announcing that. But you can't jump the gun because you don't know what the details are, but don't go anywhere. So the first film that we want to cover is Finding Sally, which I really, really enjoyed. Tell us about Finding Sally, and then we'll listen to the trailer.
So Finding Sally is a great film by Tamara Mariam Dawit. She is going, it's a personal investigation. She wants to find out about the mysterious life of her aunt, Sally, who was an Ethiopian aristocrat who turned communist, rebel, and disappeared after the revolution that led to the overthrow of Empire Haile Selassie in mid-70s. So it's her going to Ethiopia, finding out that she has an aunt she had never heard of, and trying to discover what happened to that aunt.
Great. So let's take a listen to the documentary, Finding Sally.
I grew up in Canada, shrouded in my family's collective silence, and raised by my Canadian mother. It wasn't until my late 30s that I moved to Addis Ababa so that I could better understand the country that is in my blood and build a relationship with my father's sisters. At my grandmother's house, I was confronted with a new revelation. I had another aunt, one that no one had ever mentioned.
Sally had disappeared. We don't know where she was. We don't know if she was alive.
She was popular. She was very kind, gentle, but really, really fun-loving. She loved partying. I think initially she fell in love, but whatever it was that he believed in, she did too.
She changed dramatically. I don't know if the word converted is the right word, but she became more involved in the movement than we could have ever imagined.
People were dying left and right. When you are in that kind of situation, you know you will be next.
They were becoming very secretive. They didn't want to be seen with anybody. But for her, yes, it was dangerous.
I think it was a very difficult decision for her to go underground because we were very close. I mean, the family was close.
How could there be a close relative that I know nothing about? I wonder, though, would Sally fit into today's Ethiopia? Would she still be fighting?
So there you have Finding Sally, a really deeply moving story, and it's about a movement, and that's something that WBAI listeners and Good Morning Nueva York listeners are very close to, and it'll probably bring some memories for some folks. So let's move on to our next one, and this
Can I say
one.
Something about
yes, yeah, go ahead.
You know, I think one of the reasons why this film is important is that we don't know much about. I mean, some of us don't know much about what is going on in Ethiopia today, except that we hear that there's a conflict, right? There's a conflict that's going on right now, and that could have very negative impact on the entire region. And I was listening on the radio to a scholar. His name is Ezadig Elche, who was saying that the current conflict is rooted in part by the fact that the Ethiopian politics is tied to ethnicity, and that the modern Ethiopian elite must confront the challenge of nation building beyond ethnicity if they want stability in the country. And I think this film is, you know, when you watch this film, you really understand a little more the roots of the historical factor behind to this unrest. And also, at the same time, it's very intimate and it's a very touching film. So I think that's one of the films not to be missed in the festival.
I agree with that, and learning this personal story in the backdrop of some of that history of the student uprising against Haile Selassie's monarchy, which many people forget, as he's glorified for many other reasons, like his resistance during World War II.
Right.
So you're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, streaming live and available on demand at WBAI.org, all airwaves to the people, listener-sponsored radio. The program is Good Morning Nueva York. I'm your host, King Downing. We'll be here till 7 a.m. Michael G. Haskins is engineering in the studio, and I am remote. And we are talking about the 28th Annual African Diaspora International Film Festival and its great offering, 75 films from 31 countries. And we're talking to co-founder Diarra Endor Speck. And we are going to be moving on to our next few films, but I'm going to be telling you to stay with us because I'm going to be announcing how to get your tickets to this great festival. So our next film is one that I kind of hinted at when I played the opening song to our segment here, which was Boogaloo, Boogaloo Sera Mali. And that tells the story of the group Maravillas de Mali. So tell us about that. Oh, and I also need to ask before I set this up whether while we're playing the trailer, you can describe the film unless you parlez-vous français?
Yeah, je parle français. But what I can do is I can explain what the story is about, and then you'll hear some French being spoken, because actually it's a French production, and the reason why is because the producer of the film, the director of the film, is a French music producer who discovered the music of Las Mariveras de Mali. And decided to tell the story, and so he narrates the story. So that's why it's in French. And that story is that it starts in 1964 during the Cold War, when 10 musicians from Mali go to Havana to learn music, and that was part of a solidarity exchange between two socialist countries. And the cultural support that Cuba used to give to socialist countries, and in terms of education with free scholarships, etc. And those musicians are very talented. They are 10, and they learn the traditional Afro-Cuban music, and then they mix it with their own traditional Malian music, and they create this group called Marivela de Mali, and they play what you would call today Afro-Cuban music, but coming from Africa. And this is really cool, because when I was a kid, my father is from Mali. We used to dance to that music, and I had no idea about the history. So when I saw that film, I was like jumping for joy. I thought it's what the producer says is that in the trailer, he explains that he goes to Mali to search for those musicians in 2000, because his idea now is to reset the group together and re-record the music that they did in the late 60s. And so he talks to people, and we have like some of the musicians that talk about their experience, and then we have some people going to Cuba, and so there's a part of it that takes place in Cuba where they are recording.
We won't give the ending away.
Yeah, so it's a great film. So I'm sorry that it's in French, but I hope you enjoy it.
Let's take a listen. Africa Mia.
Je m'appelle Richard Mignot. Je suis producteur de musique. En 1999, j'ai parcouru le Mali. Et c'est comme ça que pour la première fois, j'ai vu Dramane. Il avait quelque chose à me montrer. Ce fut la première fois que Dramane me parla du groupe. Las Maravillas de Mali.
C'était fait à Cuba.
À Cuba, ça ?
À Cuba.
C'est le seul groupe qui soit envoyé à l'extérieur pour apprendre la musique.
Il est venu vous voir.
Il est venu comme ça vers 2h du matin.
En fait, c'est le Tché
qui a fait l'interprète.
Ah
ouais, nous.
Et là, le premier groupe africain afro-cubain était né. Et ce groupe d'étudiants maliens devient tout d'un coup l'emblème des relations entre Cuba et l'Afrique.
J'avais beaucoup de cheveux, mais les cheveux ont fait comme ça.
Ça a été une explosion dans le monde, et particulièrement en Afrique.
Je n'avais plus qu'une idée en tête, celle de tous les réunir pour les faire rejouer ensemble. Cette histoire, c'est 18 ans d'enquête. 18 ans de quête. 45 ans après leur séparation, un nouveau chapitre pouvait maintenant s'écrire pour les Maravillas.
Oh, and one thing he says in the trailer is that it took him 18 years to do from the time he discovered the first musicians when he was in Mali, and he noticed this guy who was very charismatic, who was playing flute. They were playing Cuban music in a bar, and he was dancing, and so he felt he had something, and he approached him, and that's how he discovered the group. And it took him 18 years to, get the group together, to find the other people, to bring them to Cuba and finalize his project. So it's really also, you see, because he was shooting as he was doing the work, so you see the evolution of even the dimensions of the images from, you know, the before to now. And it's a very interesting, it's, you know, it's really a story of memory, keeping the memory and being committed to something that's bigger than you, because it's so important. This exchange, you know, it symbolizes so much.
It was an unbelievable story for the reasons you say. We see him grow up from a young man through middle age. We see film production grow up.
Yeah,
and
right.
And we see Havana and Bamako, Mali grow up at the same
exactly.
time. It was amazing. And I'll just share one story to try to entice folks. So these young Malians go over there to study music, and they really study music in the Cuban tradition of training people, and they all go back to become professors. But while he's there, one night at 2 a.m., one of the musicians gets a knock at the door, and his roommate and the others are out on the town somewhere. He opens the door in his pajamas, and outside is an entire entourage of the Cuban government, including Fidel Castro, Che Guevara, and all these officials. And he's in his pajamas, and he lets them in, and he greets them, and they have a conversation where he only speaks French, Castro only speaks Spanish, and Che Guevara is translating the conversation between them. A great, great film, a must-see. So remember, you've got two so far. You got Finding Sally, Mali, Cuba Connection, and take note of these, because you're going to be picking your choices when the word gets out for our tickets. Next one up. Now we take it to far away in the Afrin diaspora, to that distant country called Memphis, Tennessee, where we're going to check out Lil Buck, Real Swan. Tell us about that one.
So Lil Buck, Real Swan is actually our closing night film, and it's a profile of Lil Buck, Charles Riley, who was born in Baltimore, grew up in Memphis, and learned the local dance over there, and called joking. And so there are a lot of jokers over there. Obviously, it's like people who do joking. But what's special about Lil Buck is that he also took classic dance for 3 years. And so he basically started to mix his joking style with traditional classical dancing. And so his dancing is very artistic. It's very beautiful, and it's very smooth. And he was discovered because he was dancing to the music of Yo-Yo Ma, who is a very important classical musician, and he was playing a classical tune, and Lil Buck was dancing to that, and somebody took a video of it. It's on YouTube, actually. You can check it out, and you can see the whole performance. It's absolutely amazing. He does beautiful things with his body. He really expresses himself, and now he's very famous. And what's important also is that he wants to elevate the art of street dance to really call it, make it an art. And he also works with young people today. He trains them in Los Angeles for them to be able to use street dance as a way to elevate their life. So he is our closing night film, and he will be attending a panel discussion we have, because we also have Zoom panel discussions during the festival. And so on Sunday the 13th, which is the last day of the festival, he'll be there as part of a panel that is going to be talking about art, resistance, and activism. We have 18 films on that topic that portray people who were artists and activists, or that portray people who use art to help uplift their people or the people, and to make, you know, affect social change. So that's the story behind Lil Buck.
Okay, so let's take a listen to Lil Buck, Real Swan.
I used to be in my kitchen cooking, and he used to slide across my floor every day. I used to fuss at him, saying, "Stop sliding around my kitchen all the time while I'm cooking." He's like, "But Mom, this is gonna buy you a house one day."
The promised land.
You know,
know, they killed the dreamer.
I may not get there with you.
But they didn't kill the dream.
A lot of those kids started right here at Crystal Palace. Doing the juking, grew up at Crystal Palace.
I would watch them, they were fresh, they had nice clothes on, and you know, you just wanted to be like them.
In my quest to find the jukers, I found Buck, and Buck was an incredible dancer.
I think it's more than just a dance.
Just to be a part of this culture, I say it's a blessing.
Blues, barbecue, and Memphis juking.
Anytime you start juking, you're always going to tell a story. We can reach out like we're stuck in walls. We can reach out like we're trying to get out of somewhere. And then we look and we see something.
Before juking, it was gangster walls.
It's like the Wild Wild West in South Memphis, man.
We go through a lot of stuff together. We go through a lot of
this show together.
But at the end of the day, when you put that music on, it's all love with all of us.
I'm an OG in this game. Some call me Godfather, in other words. One of the pioneers that helped to get it started. Got us.
You know, instead of us becoming murderers, we would rather just dance it out. You know what I'm saying?
I think creativity is the only way out of that struggle for a lot of people here.
Boogie's like most definitely a role model because like he like came to me about behavior problems that I was having when I was younger. Hit me on trick.
Again.
Really into juking, and he wanted to do something different with it, so he took ballet.
He would walk around his house for hours on his toes. His toes would get bloody inside his Nikes.
That was like the best thing that ever happened to me in that moment in my life.
Dance has changed Buck's life. He understands, and he communicates to these kids that your dreams can change your life. Take off your leash and run.
He would juke more than he would be breathing, man. Like, and he would just kill some shoes in like a day.
I'm glad he made it through. He made it out of that. You know, I don't have to worry about him anymore.
I'm an OG in this game. Some call me Godfather, in other words. One of the pioneers that helped to get it started.
That the dance is sort of a combination of the robot and the mannequin for the upper body and really complex moonwalk in the bottom. So we're going to be going to some messages now. We're going to be continuing with the 28th Annual African Diaspora Film Festival right after some messages with co-founder Diarra and Daw Speck. So stay with us.
Khan, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
Hey, this is Baby K.
And this is DJ Kyle McNeil.
Of The Sweet Spot. And we are so excited to announce our brand new time slot, Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight.
Same great soulful sounds, old and new.
Brand new day, Tuesdays at 10 p.m.
Only on WBAI 99.5 FM.
New York's Pacifica Radio.
Sweet Tuesday, darling Tuesday, everything is Tuesday, 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 everything is Tuesday.
You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, streaming live and available on demand at WBAI.org. All airwaves to the people. The program is Good Morning, Nueva York. I'm your host, King Downing. We'll be here till 7 a.m. Michael G. Haskins is engineering in studio, and I am remote. And if you're just joining us, it's time again for the beloved annual film festival featuring African stories from across the globe. And it's in its 28th year. We're sitting with one of its founders, and we're going to be giving away a bunch of virtual tickets, so don't go anywhere, and we'll be taking your calls. And we are with co-founder Diarra and Daw Speck from the African International Diaspora Film Festival in its 28th year, as I said. And we have been listening to some of the films of her choices, and they've been great choices so far. The music in the background that we've been playing is Duna Ma Yalema by Boubacar Traoré and Ali Faka Touré, two of Africa's greatest musicians. And Diarra, I've been playing all this music from Mali because I enjoyed Africa Mia so much, but I had no idea you had a Mali connection. So how did you get interested in film?
I got interested in film from, you know, growing up in France. You know, France is I was born in France. My father is from Mali. And France is a society that has a lot of films, you know, international cinema. It's something that I was exposed to from my mother as a young age, going to films, watching, I remember, Kurosawa, this great Japanese film, and being fascinated by this, like, landscape of cold and, you know, it's a very different type of thing. And I think as a young person being exposed to that type of cinema, it gives you a taste, it gives you a will to discover more. And I see film as such a powerful way to be exposed to another world. I respond, and I think a lot of people respond to film in a way that's very, you know, it's easy to ingest. You know, it's just need to open up yourself and just receive. That's all you have to do, really, with the film. And sometimes you have to read, of course. So that's also a training that you need to get in order to get better at it. And then at some point, you don't even realize you are reading. It becomes natural. And you can then, you know, be taken to so many worlds. You can learn so much. You know, with this festival, I've learned tremendously because, you know, I've been exposed to all these films all these years. And that's a great learning experience for me. So that's why I really love it.
Yeah, I want your job. I mean, this is not a job. This is a labor of love. But the fact that you've got 75 films, and I would love to be the person who sits down and narrows it down to these great ones that you've seen. So this festival runs from November 27th to December 13th. And for our play-at-home audience, you can go to nyadiff.org, and you can watch these trailers as we're talking about them. You can get your tickets, and you can learn more about this New York City institution. So let's turn to our next film now as we move into the second half. This one is a film called Gramercy. Tell us about Gramercy, the short film.
Yeah, it was a submission. The filmmakers are from New Jersey, and it is the story of a young man who is grappling with depression. And what's important about the film is the way the story is told. It's an exploration of his grief, and also it's an exploration of brotherhood, and it's an exploration on how people behave on the inside and the outside. So when you see on the outside, he's the image is in black and white, and when we are in his subconscious, the image is in color. And he is, you know, he is in places where there's a lot of people have fun around him, and he's like removed, he's like somewhere else. Some people care for him, so they go towards him. But there are a lot of moments of silence, a lot of moments of reflection, and it's really beautifully shot. It reminds you of Charles Burnett's early work. So that's why we felt it was an important film to include in the program. And it's showing, actually, it's one of the centerpiece films with another film called Take Out Girl, which is made by a young African-American filmmaker who decided to tell a story of this young woman who is a Chinese food delivery person and who wants to help her mother's struggling restaurant, and she decides to go into illegal business with, you know, with her carrying, you know, drugs instead of food, and in order to get out of the situation. So, and that's a also very interesting film, just because of it's taken place in South LA. It's a multicultural story made by an African American filmmaker with a focus on the Chinese American. So we have a lot of young people doing really interesting films, and we have a panel with these filmmakers on Thursday night to talk about their work as young African-American filmmakers, the challenges and opportunities they have in the industry today.
So another reason to go to the website to look for the panels that accompany the film. So let's take a listen to Gramercy.
Yo, K-Ron. Shaq. Found me back in Gramercy for a few days, bruh. Started looking through a bunch of old photos. I found this one of all of us in the cafeteria in Quibbletown. Young yourself. It's been a while, man. Send me back when you get this.
So there you have the trailer for the short film, Gramercy. I'd like to take a moment to take in another direction for a second, but of course it's all connected. Most cultures have a special time of year associated with harvesting that coincides with holiday seasons. It's a worldwide phenomenon that touches our instinct to share with our fellow human beings. During this extremely, extremely stressful year, a different holiday season is upon us. Now is the critical time to support WBAI because money is tight. And it seems riskier than ever to share and be generous. The COVID epidemic has made worse the inherent weaknesses in our system, and it's devastated progressive organizations and media. Like everybody else, WBAI is suffering and struggling. We need to make sure that WBAI will be here when this is all over. Help us continue to broadcast our message of hope and change. Giving Tuesday was founded in 2012 by New York's 92nd Street Y in partnership with the United Nations Foundation. It's a special day that motivates people and organizations to transform their communities. In this Giving Tuesday appeal, we ask you to support WBAI. We keep New York informed and active as we speak truth to power. Please donate to Community Free Speech Radio Station WBAI Radio for the 99%. I'm going to thank you in advance for your support. And you can do that by becoming a member for as little as $25 for a year, or at higher amounts with our great premiums that have included films, books, all sorts of valuable information, health products. And you can do this by calling our pledge line, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, or give to WBAI.org. And the main way I would like to ask you to support the station is by becoming a WBAI buddy in the name of Good Morning Nueva York. Please support this program. We're almost a year in, and if you've appreciated what we've done, it would be great for you to go to the phone number, 516-620-3602, become a WBAI buddy in the name of Good Morning Nueva York. Just do it now. Go to the phone. Hit the computer. Just think about all of the information the station has gotten for you. Become a buddy in the name of this show, any other show, or all shows. Thank you in advance. And as our way of showing appreciation, we are going to be giving away a batch of tickets after we listen to this next trailer. So stand by, get ready for the information, and I hope you've been jotting down the films that we've been listening to. So this next one is called Frederick Douglass in Scotland. And what I want to do, because I'm a little tight on the time, is I want to go right to it and then, Diarra, have you comment on the film. So let's take a listen to Frederick Douglass in Scotland.
never been nobody.
What Frederick Douglass actually told us is that it is the opposition to evil that's important.
Douglass had to fight against the idea that black people were socially, morally, and intellectually inferior.
Welcome to the unveiling of the Frederick Douglass plaque. Douglass in Scotland is a powerful story.
When he is in Edinburgh, he becomes psychologically and intellectually free.
Frederick Douglass's protest against the Free Church of Scotland was not only in his own speeches. He would decide to go to meetings run by church ministers, heckle, disrupt, and by every means necessary, condemn them.
We're following in the footsteps of ancestors, and we like to think that the footprints of the ancestors aren't always visible, but if you walk in their path, they'll appear.
I had no idea that Frederick Douglass had spent any time in Scotland. So,
I know. That's why this film is so important, because it's a part, I think, that we don't know much about. And it's very important in his life, because after he wrote the book, naming names in terms of, who were the owners of slaves in the U.S., he had to flee for his life, and he ended up in Scotland. And it is thanks to Scotland that he was able to get his papers and become free and be able to go back in the U.S. and do his work. So, you know, Scotland was really, and it was really a double-sided relationship. He marked them as well with the ideas, and he was very involved in the anti-slavery movement over there, and he impacted them very much, and that's what the film shows. It's very interesting and revealing. It's short, but it's really precise and revealing documentary.
And you're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, streaming live and available on demand at WBAI.org. The program is Good Morning, Nueva York. I'm your host, King Downing. We'll be here till 7 a.m. Michael G. Haskins is engineering, and he is in the studio, and I am remote. And he is rolling with me because I have been throwing out the wrong cues, so we heard, actually started to hear a taste of something that's coming up later, but that was on me. We're now going to move on to two things that we're going to do at the same time. The first one is that I'm going to ask people to email me at king@wbai.org, king@wbai.org, and let me know your top two choices of films that you would like to get tickets to that you saw on this list. Now, I asked folks in the beginning to get out and get ready to write the information down, so you can't go to the website and just pick anything that's there. You got to pick one of the six that we've played. We've played five so far. We'll be playing one more. So you've got to pick two of those, put them in your email, and we will pick them in order of those who enter, depending on the films that are still available. So, yeah, it's a little complicated. If you have any questions, email me, king@wbai.org. But we're going to thank Diarra and Doss Beck and the African Diaspora International Film Festival for making these tickets available. And there's no requirement that you be a member, but we're hoping out of gratitude for that and the DVDs and the books and the other things that you have gotten through the station and through this show that you will become a member, especially on Giving Tuesday. So we're making the first move. We're giving to you, and then we're hoping that afterwards you'll give to us. So email king@wbai.org. So at the same time, we'll be taking your calls, and we're going to listen to the last of the trailers, which is called Minga. And after that, I'll be checking my emails, but I will also be taking your calls. Do you have an African diaspora or film experience, or do you want to comment on any other topic or issue of the day or art concern, art interest? 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. So tell us about Minga.
Minga is an animation, Minga and the Broken Spoon. It's based on the book that was written that was read by young folks in Cameroon. So it's from Cameroon. And it's the story of an orphan girl who has broken a spoon. And so it's her adventure that is being told. She is thrown away from her house by her mean aunt. And she has to figure out how to find another spoon that had gone missing. And it's really a tale of an adventure of, you know, a young woman finding her strength, and finding love as well, and greed, and witchcraft. It's a lot of fun. And I remember when we showed that film in our Paris festival, there were a lot of young children, like 3, 4, they were singing, because it's also a musical. They were singing, dancing, they were having so much fun. They were all a lot of them from Cameroon. And I think it's a great film for the entire family. So if you have, you know, kids in the house and you want to entertain them with some good African content, it's in English. It has music. It has lots of fun visuals. I think it's a good film to watch.
Okay, let's take a listen to Minga and the Broken Spoon.
Minga, hurry up and serve us before I make you hate the day you were born.
Your spoon.
Move away, let me see. Go, go, the logo, go. Matter of fact, as punishment, you must leave this house and go and find your mother's spoon to replace that which you have broken.
Chased you away? For a spoon? Weird story.
Not as strange as yours, Mr. Who just pops up from nowhere by enchantment.
Hey, take it easy.
Tamper with the traditions, oh. We are the free people.
Minga? So it is you, Minga?
Wait, are you not some sort of,
They call me a wizard, and you go see.
We are the great proud forest people.
I love your daughter. I insisted on accompanying her back here because I'd like to ask for her hand.
5 sacks of smoked codfish, 20 sacks of peanut grains, 20 sacks of maize grains, 2 bags of gold jewelry, 20 bunches of plantain, 5 large fish, 10 crabs, 20 loincloths of assorted colors, 2 canoes.
People of the forest.
Go away!
Ah! You will suffer for this.
And there,
it's animation.
Yeah, it's great. The stepmother goes off when he asks for her daughter's hand.
Yes, right. She's very greedy. And also, so on Saturday, the 12th, we're going to have the director of that film, Minga and the Broken Spoon, with other directors who have narratives, so fiction, African fiction films. It's going to be several African filmmakers who made fiction films who are going to be with us from Cameroon and Nigeria and maybe Senegal and other places to talk about their experience as filmmakers doing that kind of work. So we have an exciting festival with lots of great films and great conversations.
And this is all happening from now until December 13th.
And you have to go to nyadiff.org to sign up. And then you can, you know, look at the trailers. The website has the program that you can download. You can select the films by slates, by programs. And then you can buy the tickets online. It's very inexpensive, and you can watch the film, so you can get the all-access pass, which is what most people are doing.
And we have opened up the lines to listeners, 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877, for your calls or comments. And at the same time, my email is open to folks who want to get tickets, thanks to the African International Diaspora
Film, Diaspora International
African Film. Diaspora International Film Festival, and thanks to Diara, who has provided some tickets for those of you who email me with your choice of films on a first-come, first-serve basis. So along with these festivals that you do periodically, you have an extensive catalog of African diaspora films that are available for purchase. Talk about your collection.
Yeah, so we have a lot of the films of the festival. We have them available on DVD. And in fact, if you go to that same website, nyadiff.org, you'll find a link to our DVD online store. And we have what we do is we have collections. So, for example, we have a DVD called Blacks in Latin America with two films, the Great African Films Collection. And it's a way for us to put two films together that tell a story. So it's like a mini festival that people can go online. And we are also on Amazon Prime. So if you go to the website, you can also find some of those films on Amazon Prime. And if you are a member, they are free. So we're trying to make those films available in different ways, on different formats for people to have access. And everything is very affordable.
All right, and I'm checking the website, and we have some winners already, and there's still a room for a few more. So reach out to me, King, at, oh, then they're still popping in, as even I say. So make your move now, King at WBAI.org, King at WBAI.org. So tell me about your co-founder and how you all met, if I can go there.
Sure. My co-founder is Dr. Renaldo Barroso Spech, and in fact, it's an interesting story. We met in Paris. He was there, and he was writing a paper about the presence of black people in France, because he's a scholar. He has always studied the black culture and the black experience, and when he arrived in France from Cuba, he realized that there were different type of French black people in France. There were the people who came from the continent, the Africans, immigrants. There were the people from the Caribbean, Guadeloupe, Martinique, and then there were the black French, like myself, who were born in France. And so we were second generation, and each of us had different cultures. And he was writing a paper for a magazine to talk about that. So he was looking for black people to talk to, and he approached me in that way. So can you imagine, when he approached me, I said, well, sure, I know you're saying something true, right? I can imagine. But he convinced me that he was not lying, and then we started a conversation, and here we are, almost 40 years later.
It's an unbelievable labor of love, and I just want to let you know that one of the emails came in. Nobody has given me permission to announce their names as winners, but I'll just say one whose first initial is D. She says her partner and she used to attend the ADIFF Festival at Teachers College every year. Lots of great screenings. And there, I know, are some great memories there, because I know Dee and Dee's partner joined the Ancestors a while back. So I'm hoping that they have some good memories, and it's an honor to be able to provide you with the ticket, especially as a longtime supporter of ADIFF. So any closing words? You can give the link again, but tell us anything else that you'd like to.
Yeah, so it's NY, New York African Diaspora International Film Festival. So it's the first letter for each word, nyadiff.org. It's until December 13. So what I can say is that we organized the festival in slates. So it's in three parts. And the slate one is going to end tomorrow. So people should, sign up as soon as possible to find out about the films that were in slate one and catch them before they end. And then we'll start slate two on Thursday. And then we'll have slate three. And we have, in terms of programs, we have the arts resistance and activism program. We have a great Afro-Colombian program that's going on right now, and we had a panel discussion with an Afro-Colombian filmmaker. So for those of you who are into Latin American cinema, you can check that out. We have also a Juano Hernandez program, who was the first Afro-Latino in Hollywood, actor in Hollywood. And we had a discussion with someone who wrote a book about him, and we still have his films, which including opening night film, which was St. Louis Blues with Nat King Cole. It's still available as well.
Well, so, we have to leave it there. So I want to thank you, Diarra and Dawe Speck, and your co-founder, for your 28 years of work with the African Diaspora International Film Festival. And I urge people to go. I want to thank our winners for reaching out. I will be gathering your emails, and you will be hearing from ADIFF. I will not be on the air tomorrow. We have special programming, but I'll be back Thursday with something that I know you'll like. So stay with us. Don't forget, support the station. It's Giving Tuesday. Please give in the name of the station, or better yet, in the name of Good Morning Nueva York. We're going to close out with Duna Mayalema by our two African greats, Boubacar Traoré and Ali Farka Touré. Have a great day, you all.
Thank you.
Is so significant for me. I remember the days that we were fighting against the overuse of stop and frisk. No other station would cover the conversation and inform the listeners.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams.
The acronym for WBAI is where badass insurgents learn how to get their information out in a clear way. This station must survive. Connect the dots. There's a movement to destroy independent communications across this entire country, and this has become ground zero. We must do all that we must do. Roll up our sleeves, put Vaseline on our face, take our heels off, get into a deep fight, because we're about to fight to keep this station alive. Whose station?
Our station!
This is listener-sponsored, locally controlled WBAI New York. Thank you.